Log Talk Radio.
Well, yes, it's true that I've been told that God can do all things. I even heard the saints of old testifying to these things, that God gives peace and storm, restoration for the war. But then God showed
Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it truly blesses my soul to welcome you all here tonight for another installation of Wounded No More with our beloved Pastor Vanessa Carver for this Thursday, September the 8th, 2022. Now, my brothers and sisters, here is your phenomenal host and facilitator, Pastor Vanessa Carver.
Thank you, Papa Cook.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back. I just thank God for allowing me another opportunity to share his heart and a little bit of mine about being transformed. That's what the name of this, the topic, actually the theme of this whole network is Be Transformed. So, but today's topic is going to be about casting our cares. Right before this broadcast, when I got off of work, I wasn't in the best mood. I was tired. There were a lot of things heavy on my mind, even before I went to my job today. And to be honest, I was carrying that with me all day long, even though I was very busy at work. And when I got home, it just was out of sorts. So it manifested in a really evil way, I would say, because I wasn't being kind. I wasn't being patient. I wasn't being peaceful. And before I left for work this morning, this is the scripture. Actually, before I even opened my eyes, the Lord was telling me to cast my cares on him, for he cares for me. And, you know, God knows us better than we know ourselves. This is a time that we live in where there are so many things going on and so many things competing for our attention and our focus. And it really messes up our filters and our perspectives when it really should be through the Word of God. So I began to sit down with the Word once I got home and took a nap, because I needed to take a nap because I probably was just being grumpy and hungry, which is a bad combination. But see, this, I'm telling you this narrative because I want you to understand that in all of our ways, we are to acknowledge him and let him direct our path. Trust him first. And the first thing he told me to do, get ready for your teaching, but also know that this is for you. And many times when I teach on Wounded No More, there are times when it is a transparency moment. And I think that that is so helpful in the body of Christ, to be transparent so that everyone knows and just remembers you're not the only one going through, and this is the way that God dealt with me. But be open to how God will deal with you about your issues or whatever they may be. So he took me, I began to prepare for my word, and I don't believe when I teach it's just for the people that I'm teaching to. It is definitely for me too. Many, many, many times there is a lot of enlightenment and healing and restoration when I teach, which is why it's a sword that is cut both ways. Amen. And so as I was reading it, my soul, which was the issue, it had to do with my will, my mind, and my emotions, was tired, was burdened, was conflicted about all, there was a lot of things going on. And I wasn't opening my mouth and talking to God about them. I'm not talking about people either. I really wasn't discussing anything with people, but I wasn't discussing it with my Lord and Savior either. So these areas in my soul were overburdened, were conflicted, were, you know, stirred in a really negative way. And so when I began to just read the word preparing for today's teaching, it fed my soul. It shifted my mindset. Does that always happen? No, but it did tonight. And I just wanted to share with everyone some scriptures and things that the Lord gave to me that really fed my soul. My soul was the thing that was in lack. It's the progressive saving of our souls that is part of our salvation. And that's our will, our mind, and our emotions. And when I began to read the word, it just was feeding me because it is active and alive. That's why. So when I'm reading the word, to me, they're not just words on paper. They are life-giving. And tonight, today it was very life-giving, and it helped me shift my attitude and serve, not just in this show, but in my house. So despite being tired, despite being irritated, or all those things that impact our flesh, because we're still earthen vessels, we're still flesh and blood, we're going to get irritated, we're going to get, dealing with our lives. We're human. But yet we do have a Holy Spirit, and that's the part that's so important, that we yield and submit to the Word. And at the end of the day, that's what happened today. I yielded to the Word, not my feelings. I yielded to the Word, not the way my back hurt or that my stomach was, I was hungry. I yielded to that after I did what I needed to do naturally, spiritually, God could pour into me. So this first scripture that came to mind, and it's really the theme of the whole show today, is 1 Peter 5 and 7, which says, excuse me, I'm trying to find, oh, here it is. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. If I read it in context, it starts really with verse 1, and I'm going to read all the way to, I'm going to read 6 all the way to 10. And it's 1 Peter 5, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So as I begin to read this over and over again and just sitting in it, I meditate and I call it, marinating in it and meditating on the word of God. I just kept reading it and it was feeding my soul. It's just like when you're eating and you're very hungry. If you eat too fast, you don't even get to taste the food. The word of God is it's our daily bread. It's when you begin to read the word and take your time and read it and pause at every punctuation. And punctuation is so important when we read the word of God. I have found that to be so, not because it's grammar, but because it lets me read the word, humble yourself. And sometimes for 2 or 3 minutes or a couple of seconds, I pause at each comma.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is why punctuation is important. So when you read the word of God, so as I was doing that every time, and it was like every comma was like me eating the word and just letting it, versus, you know, how people eat and they're in a hurry. I was taking my time. So this is how your soul gets fed. Take your time. Cast your cares on him. All your anxieties, because he cares for you. So it's one thing to just be casting your cares because you know God loves you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. It's important to stop and say, I'm casting my cares. That's what I'm supposed to do. But what about that part that says, because he cares for you? You know, so many times we go around and we don't think nobody cares. Nobody else is going through anything I'm going through. Nobody understands. But when we begin to say, this is why the Lord wants you to, because, to cast your care, because he cares for you. He cares about us resting. He cares about burdens that we carry. Some we're going to carry because we've been assigned to carry them. Some we shouldn't be carrying at all. I'm just going to say that's a whole nother lesson. But he cares for us. And so it allows us to be sober-minded and to be watchful, because that moment that we begin to put those burdens on him and allow him to love us where we are, we can be vigilant and we can look for, you know, the adversary. You know, we'll know. We won't be caught off guard and we'll be able to resist him, standing firm in our faith, knowing that all some kinds of sufferings are being experienced by, you know, others in the body of Christ. And so this whole scripture really relates to many of us, if not all, in some kind of way. And so that was one of the scriptures he gave me, but he also took me to the words of Jesus. In Matthew 11:29, as well as John 16:33, and when you read John 16:33, Jesus was talking to the disciples, preparing them for tribulation and things that would come after he was to be crucified, laid to rest, you know, buried and resurrected, and then ascending. He said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. and confidence in the world, you have tribulations and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. And that is the Amplified version. I love that. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. So it says, you know, in the other version that many of us are familiar with, I have said these things, Jesus was saying, that in me you may have peace, and in the world you'll have tribulation. In the world you will have tribulation. That's a whole sentence. There's a period after peace, and you will go through things. We go through things. And he said, you'll have tribulation, but, which starts the next sentence, take heart. There's a semicolon, so I stop and I think a minute. But take heart. That means don't get depressed. Don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed. I overcome the world. And then you go further into the Amplified version. It says, I've deprived it of the power, the world, to harm you and have conquered it for you. So we need to remember that what Jesus did for us, what God sent Jesus to do, is finished. And so what does that mean when you think about that? I can't do this. This is too hard. Or why am I going through all of this? Because in the world you'll have tribulation. That's why. Jesus said this. Came straight from Jesus' mouth. He said it. But take heart.
Amen.
Don't allow yourself to get so depressed and oppressed by things in the world. You're going to go through tribulation, but that power that it has to oppress you and keep you down and keep you, you know, restless and all this and what we see, he conquered that, you know? He made it available so that our peace can still be maintained. We can have perfect peace. And so that goes back to that level of rest and trust. And I feel like you can't have true rest in the Lord unless you trust God. You really can't. You can't. You have to trust Him. So what helps me understand some things is when I'm being nervous or have a lot of, you know, anxiety or sitting around, you know, twirling my hands because I'm threatened or dreading something, I'm not trusting God with something. You know, he's like, do you trust me? And I'm like, well, why would you ask me that? Well, because you're sitting around fretting. And even no matter how we fret, I might fret different than you fret. Nevertheless, recognize those things about yourself and cast all those anxieties on him, because that's anxiety. That's a very popular word today, anxiety, my this, my that. First of all, stop taking ownership of something that God didn't give you. My. I heard someone say that once, and it caught my attention, because we're quick to say my depression, my anxiety, my worries, my this, my that. Stop taking possession of something that you don't have, that doesn't have to take ownership of you. And that's what helps. And that has to do with your mind. Well, let's go to Matthew. I'm going to talk about the mind in a minute, but because that's the battlefield right there when it comes to casting our cares. But when we talk about Matthew, where it's another scripture text where he talks about, come to me all. This is very, very familiar. Many of us are very familiar with this. Come to me all who labor and who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is Jesus speaking.
Yes.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden. Even though it's a burden, it's light.
Yes.
See? And that thing about my burden goes back to the scripture that says, in this world you'll have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I've deprived it of its power to conquer you. I mean, this was feeding me. It's still feeding me. So when you read it in the Amplified, that same Matthew 11, 28 through 30, it says, come to me, all you who labor. Come to me, not to your therapist, not to Bibles. I mean, Don't get me wrong when I'm talking about getting prayer. Don't get me wrong when I'm talking about going to church. He said, come to me. Jesus said this. Come to me. All you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, I will cause you to rest. I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. This is Amplified version.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. He said, take my yoke on you and learn of me. I am gentle, meek, and humble, and lowly in heart. You know, when you learn something new, you gotta have a mindset that you don't know it all. You know, one of the things that happens a lot is, especially I remember being in school when I was younger, I was like, I already know this. So it's like the teacher would start teaching us stuff and I would just clock out. I was like, I already know this. This is dumb. But as I got older, you know, whether I was going to college or in Bible study or whatever, I just knew that even if I thought I heard it again, I need to hear it again. With a humble heart, with a teachable spirit. So when he says, take my yoke and learn of me, I don't know enough if I'm in a place of fret and dread. I don't trust enough. There's something that I need to sit at his feet and learn or review, or I need to be in review. Because he said, you will find rest and relief and ease and refreshment and recreation and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome. It's useful, practical. It's good. It's not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. My burden is light and easy to be borne. This is so true.
Mm-hmm.
It is so true when you choose to do things God's way, when you choose to see things through his perspective, through his word, when you just slow down enough to take captive of those thoughts that are constantly oppressing you, that are bombarding you, that are distracting you, when you say, okay, Lord. It's just kind of like what that phrase says that was very popular not too long ago. Well, probably over 10 years ago, is what would Jesus do? My thing is, what would Jesus think?
Yes.
You have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
How would he be thinking about this? I'm just acting like a victim, or I'm just like mad, or I'm just like feeling some kind of way. You know, the word that we say. And we get so used to that. We get so used to that verbiage, and it's not edifying at all, let alone saying it to out loud, let alone saying it to ourselves. But I need to come, and I need to come to him, first of all. First of all, I'm laboring heavy laden. This is usually people in the body of Christ. And, of course, we're speaking to people in the body of Christ and servant leaders. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. I needed to be refreshed today. He knew it better than I did. I was just in my feelings. But he knew you need to be refreshed because his yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh. It's applicable to whatever is going on in my practice, in my everyday life. I can use it, his yoke. His burden, nevertheless, is a burden, but it's light and it's easy. It's easy. You know, there are times to take when we take narrow ways, like God's way is narrow. Not many go therein. But at the same time, that humility that we have, that we need to have, allows us to trust him and teaches us all kinds of things, gives us a really great insight. It doesn't mean we'll be happy all day long and sunshine every day, but we will be peaceful. That's a whole different mentality.
Mm-hmm.
The world could be falling down all around you. But have you ever had that perfect peace that surpasses understanding? I have. I have nothing in my life. Mm-hmm. At certain times was going right. Nothing. I would be very honest and say that. But yet I knew that God's peace was a refuge for me. I could feel his peace all around me, like it was a blanket. And I said, I thank you, Lord, for that. Because, you know, that's, and that is the type of peace, and that's the type of rest that is available to us when we cast our cares on him. When we just decide to do that, and I love the words he said, in this world you'll have tribulation, he said, but take heart. We got to remember all the stuff that we wrestle with or we choose to wrestle with, all the things that we choose to carry, and he told us not to in the first place. He still is there to give us rest. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
This comes with our mindset. Where's your mind? Mm-hmm. I couldn't talk about this subject without first dealing with our mind, dealing with the things that are on your mind. Have you ever sat and looked at somebody and they look very intense or like they're really focused and you're like, what's on your mind? What's on your mind? And they was like, too much. I got too much going on. And they just, you know, sometimes it's not bad. It just depends on what mood they're in. You can really tell it's some heavy stuff. But that's where a lot of, like, people say, look under the hood. That's how you know how a car works. And so if we have the mind of Christ, that's the hood. There, everything that we do, how we see things in the world, how, what we believe, what we don't believe, whether we admit it or not, is in the mind. That's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it ends. So,
yes.
So if the word is telling us about our mindset and where our mind should be, I think of Psalms. Let me see. Yeah, I'm gonna read. Gonna backtrack a little bit. After Matthew's, you know, it talks about casting. But also in Psalms it says, cast your burden to the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved or made to slip or fall. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. That's the place of stability, and that comes with what Jesus said, coming and taking his yoke and learning of him, right? And his burden
mm-hmm.
is light
mm-hmm.
and it's easy. So it says, cast your burden on the Lord. And then in Psalm 68, blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. He blessed be the Lord who bears our burdens and carries us daily, day by day, even the God who is our salvation. Pause and calmly think of that. Selah, that's what that word. Pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Calmly think of that. Blessed be the Lord, comma, who daily bears us up. Daily, daily. We don't even have to ask. He daily is there for us, whether we acknowledge him or not. He is daily
yes.
there. He has, yes. he will never leave. He's never left us and never will forsake us. We
Amen.
Need to acknowledge him. And blessed are we that he daily bears us up. Because in this world, you'll find me doing this throughout this lesson, we will have trials. We will have tribulations. But because he daily bears us up, we can overcome. We can be overcomers. We can't get entangled in all this foolishness that is just way it comes to us. A lot of times we're not looking for it. We're not. We're trying to stay in a place of many, I believe many in the body of Christ. I mean, if I say many, excuse me, but I believe some people really are doing their best and, you know, to keep themselves focused on what is important to God. Doesn't always mean that they will, but I think that he expects us to. And when we don't, he's there to bear us up. He bears us up. We get
mm-hmm.
tired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We get distracted. We do.
Mm-hmm.
We get angry. We fall short. All kinds of stuff. Every day, even if nobody
mm-hmm.
sees it. Some people are just out of control in their thought processes. So God knows that. He knows it, and he daily bears us up and sustains us. And it keeps us from falling. We need to think on that. And when I begin to think on that, meditate on that just in this short period of time, it makes me feel secure. It makes me feel safe. It makes me feel I'm thankful. I'm blessed because, God, you're there. I need to acknowledge you. You know, it even creates, if we really sit on that for a while, some level of praise and gratitude at a deep level. At a deep level. He is always there. He's just a breath away. So, let's deal with the mind. In Romans 12, 2 through 3, which we are familiar with, it's talking about don't be conformed to this world, comma, pause. Don't be conformed to this world. That can mean a whole, if I take that sentence and just draw a line under it and begin to write about don't be conformed to this world, this is what it looks like when you are. This is what it looks like when you're not conformed to this world. Wouldn't that be a great exercise? Because I think that for one person to be conformed means different than it does to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean that it says don't be, do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The Amplified Version says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, which I love that. Every age is different. There's a lot going on in this age. Fashioned after and adapted to its external and superficial customs, but be transformed and changed by the entire renewal of your mind.
Wow.
Not part of it, not just the wounded part, but be transformed by the entire renewal of your mind by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. That's a whole lot right there. It's a whole lot. For by the grace given to me, I say to you, everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has. Okay. So there's a lot going on in Romans 12 in those two verses. It's a lot.
Yes.
And it says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so, like I said, a lot goes on in the mind. And we have to take every thought captive and subject it to the obedience of Christ. We have to do that. And we have to know that we're doing that. And we have to know that it's this entirety. God wants all of us. Everything that we think, or he wants us to kind of put it out and say, he wants us to dissect and look at it and analyze and say, you know, this is the word and this is not the word. This is being transformed, conformed to this world. This is not being, these worldly ideals, these worldly perspectives mixed up with the word of God, that does not work. That just creates a bunch of confusion.
Amen.
Amen.
It creates a bunch of confusion and confliction, and then you wonder why people are falling away. Because I believe those two things together, mixing that together creates this level of I can do it by myself, pride. I don't need God. I've had my own ideology, my truth. That's what it creates. That's an example of my truth. I can't stand that phrase, but I hear it a lot. Well, my truth? That is not, so that's a whole nother subject. I'm not going to get off on a tangent. But that is one of those things that happens when you're conformed to the world. So when it comes to casting his care, our cares, right, the world has a lot of, some worldly perspectives seem okay, right? But at the end of the day, when we talk about being sustained daily by the Lord, are those things really going to hold true? Depending on what your worldview is, are those things going, do those things have roots? Will they be able to sustain you? Do they have teeth? Like people say, what about the teeth of that? You know, what about the heft of that? Is that really going to keep you? Or is that just something that will just keep you afloat, temporarily? Temporarily, until something else falls apart. and then we got something to fix that too. I think of the analogy is how if you are on any type of prescription, drugs or whatever, if you have to be, sometimes you got to read the after effects because sometimes they'll have you on something else if that don't work, you know. Man-made, it just goes back to things being man-made versus something that's divinely designed. And that holds a whole lot of weight if we think about how the word is active and alive. And when we begin to conform our minds to it, renew our minds to his word, it does a whole lot. There's a whole lot impacted or embedded in the word of God. And so we should not take it lightly. And the first time I heard the phrase "God breathed," it was so it ministered to me at such a level. God breathed, which is another way of describing the Word of God. God breathed. Can you think of God breathing? But for me, it just meant that this is some powerful stuff. This is nothing to take lightly. So even when I don't understand a scripture or even when I'm struggling in my mind to understand, I pray. I say, Lord, give me understanding of this. Break it down to me. And he always does. Do I usually get it? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I'm telling you, he is faithful. He is faithful. And sometimes I get impatient, really what it is. And so when he begins to break things down, he said, you can't just break this down in this way. You got to break it down over time. But that allows me to eat it. Remember, I think I gave this analogy one time on the show about the word is like meat that the Lord breaks down, cuts up in small pieces, and allows us to give us a little bit at a time. Nevertheless, it's meat. Mm-hmm. It's meat, and it's going to sustain us. And so when we read Romans 12, read that for yourself, Romans 12, 2 and 3, and see what God has to say to you specifically about casting your cares as it pertains to your thought processes and your cognitive disposition. So when we talk about 1 Peter 1 and 13, brace up your mind, be sober, circumspect, morally alert, set your hope and wholly and unchangeably on the grace, divine favor that is coming to you when Jesus Christ the Messiah is revealed. So we're called to be holy. Therefore, but it starts with our mindset as well and our attitude and things in our soul being, you know, healed and restored and developed. But we have to, through discipline and choice, be sober-minded in a lot of things. I didn't understand this scripture for a long time. I would hear it all the time, but I really didn't get it. I was like, Lord, what do you mean be sober-minded? You mean be so serious, you know, all the time? That's how I thought. And set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you. That just means, for me, this scripture, when it says, therefore, preparing your minds for action. I love that. Being
perfect.
Sober-minded.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Brace up your minds. Be sober. Prepare your minds for action.
Ready. Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Being sober-minded. So you can't be silly acting and in and out and flipping and flopping and indecisive and debating all the time and focusing on foolishness and mixing all this other stuff up. Excuse me, the way I'm describing it, or being willy-nilly. And one of the things
double
I used to say when I used
Yeah,
you can't be carnal-minded. You just things I used to teach. When I used to train, one of the things I used to say, don't be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And know that about yourself. That's one thing to be confused, and then God will give you some understanding, but just don't be will. Take this seriously. That's really what I feel it is. Doesn't mean you have to be overly, what's the word I'm thinking of, pompous or rigid.
Yeah.
Right. But this is serious stuff. This is not a game. Mm-hmm. That's what I should tell them, this is not a game. This is serious.
Amen.
So be sober minded. Be prepared for action. And when you are, you are more equipped and more ready to cast your cares because you realize I ain't got time for this. I really don't, Lord. You don't either. So help me to get it together, help me to bring some of my mind, be sober-minded, be disciplined. There's a lot of discipline when it comes to renewing our mind. And to be honest, there's a lot of discipline when it comes to casting our cares because we're so independent. We even those of us in ministry, we just check in a box and we get on that one track and we forget. This is about relationship with the Lord, not just checking a box.
Mm-hmm.
Give him some time to rest in him. He will cause you to rest. That's one of the versions. He will cause you to when you take your, you know, when you come to him. So he reminds you that through him, we all things can, you know, we couldn't do nothing without him. So when he says to rest, rest. And he'll tell you how to do that if you are in a place where you don't understand what that looks like for you. I did rest, and I'm sitting, your mind is still going 100 miles an hour, and you're not really resting. You're not in a place of consecration. You're not in a, in a place where you really are laying your burdens before the Lord. One of the things that I used to do in intercession, I'm going to share this with everyone, is I could always tell, it's very intimate. First of all, intercession to me is very intimate. And it's usually never about me, so I'm praying about all kinds of things. But at the same time, the Lord is really interacting with me about things in my heart at the same time, if that makes sense. I'm coming to him. I'm coming to him for others and different, you know, issues and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's wrestling with me about my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes very, very intimate and very, very intense. And one of the ways that I realized I wasn't really casting my cares on him is when he would say, how can you really pray effectively for others if you are conflicted about this thing or that thing?
Amen.
So he taught me something about praying for myself first. So that when I pour out like that, that I'm not bereft and have nothing left because I didn't pour out first for myself.
Amen.
And that's a way, that's an example of casting your cares. It's like, and he said, and when you don't do that with me, this is what he said, when you don't do that with me, you're not being authentic. You're being fake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told me. And that was like a slap in the face. Because you trust me with your stuff. You trust me with everybody's stuff but yours. And so he said, learn. And it was, and it taught me, but it also brought me to a whole nother level because he was like, wait, wait, wait. Let's pray about your stuff first. So that when you are being an effective servant leader, you're not being fake because you're going around carrying stuff that you carry everybody's stuff and yours too. Come on. So I had to learn to trust God and allow him to, that was a way of me learning how to be sober-minded. It was a very sobering moment for him to tell me that if you don't cast your cares and like you should before you intercede for others, you're being fake. You're not being authentic. That was sobering. And that allowed me to make that a part of the discipline. That was a discipline aspect of that. This scripture in Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility. It takes humility to cast our cares on the Lord. Let's just be honest in this age.
Amen.
Have his this mind among yourselves, which is in Christ Jesus. Be humble. Just as he was humble. And that is the last scripture I want to share with everyone, but there are so many more. There are so many more scriptures about burdens and casting. It could be a whole nother show, but it is about resting. It is about burdens. It is about being honest and understanding you're going to suffer. You're going to go through things. It starts in the mind and it ends in the mind. But let's renew our mind to his word. Let's be honest. Let's be authentic. Let's be disciplined to cast our cares. You have to be vulnerable. You have to be vulnerable before the Lord to cast your cares.
Yeah.
Before him.
Amen.
And leave them there. And leave them. Not get back up and put them back up and shift the weight and think that it's something different, but it's the same thing. And he told you to leave them there because he daily bears us up. He daily is there for us. And mm-hmm. so as we, I'm going to end with prayer. As we begin to just be thankful and be full, whatever this lesson imparted to you, take it to heart. Take it personally, because God has something to say to you about casting your care on him. And what does that look like for you versus what does that look like for me or for Apostle Cook or for Mother Mitchell or anyone listening? Stop comparing and don't. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all at different ages. We all are being developed in different ways. We have a collective mission, but we also have individual assignments as well. Let's be honest. And so that being said, we're being prepared to move and be sober-minded. So, Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity to pour. You poured into me today, as you always do. You're such a faithful God, and I thank you for pouring into others, allowing me to pour into others tonight, Lord, that they take it to heart, that they take it seriously, that this is the way that, one of the ways that you draw us close to you. You remind us who you are so we can remind others who you are, and we be reminded as well that we begin to put you first, casting all our cares on you because you care for us and your love never ends. It doesn't go away. It doesn't decrease. It doesn't fade away. It doesn't, you know, shift. It is the same. And because of that, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you have prepared us to be excellent in these things as it pertains to the soul, that we begin to lay aside that weight and the sin that easily besets you, knowing that we should come to you and learn of you. Take your yoke and understand that it is light and it is easy. Your burden is light and your burden is easy. So I thank you, Lord, today for speaking so clearly to us through your word. Now you continue to speak to us throughout the week until next time. And I thank you, Lord, today for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And glory to God. We just want to thank Pastor Carver for that phenomenal teaching. And if you were listening tonight and you don't really know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, then man, tonight's program was the perfect program for you, because the Lord wants us all to come to him, be authentic before him, walk with him, be in relationship with him. So tonight, if you were listening in our chat room or you are actually here in the studio and you have not given your life to Jesus, I want to invite you now to do just that. I want to invite you not into a church, but into a relationship with a loving, gracious, burden-bearing, redeeming, hallelujah, Lord and Savior. And to do that, it doesn't require a lot, because our God is so giving. The word of God says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So right now, if you haven't given your life to Christ, all you have to do is repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I come now to repent of my sin. For I believe that you are the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. I believe that you came, you died, and you rose. And you can make it personal right here by saying, just for me. Now come into my, please come into my life. Rescue me, save me, redeem me, and make me whole, so that I might be used to glorify you. And it is in your Son, Jesus' holy and righteous name, I do pray it all. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with me on behalf of Pastor Carver, Mother Mitchell, and myself, we want to be some of the first to welcome you into the family of God. And please know that if you have said this prayer, Jesus himself extended to you a beautiful gift basket like none other that you could ever receive, because in that basket was faith, your salvation, hallelujah, grace, mercy, peace, love, joy, hallelujah, and so very much more. So it is our prayer here at Spirit Alive that if you just said that prayer with me first, we admonish you to get into a Christ-centered, Christ-teaching body of believers, whether it's in the brick and mortar, whether it's through Zoom, wherever you feel like you are fed, find you a Christ-teaching assembly and become a part of that so that you may walk with other believers and they can help you and strengthen you in your walk with Christ. Also, we want you to study to show thyself approved, because the Lord wants us to know his word for ourselves. So we just want to praise God for all of you around the world that may have given your life to Christ tonight. So right now, and right now we have about 7 minutes left. So we're going to give a few of you, if anybody is present that would like to have a word, we will give you an opportunity to have a word or a quick comment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Area code 313-2255. Good evening. God bless you. Welcome to the studio.
God bless you as well. Well, I came on, was going to ask for prayer. Once I got here, the word was truly for me, because it's like I know the Lord. I know what everything he got in store for me, but I just don't have a zeal. Like, I don't know. I'm missing like something, and you hit it on the nail with studying. I don't study my word no more. I don't, you know, it's like I done just lost, like I don't even know it. And it, knowing it can be right on the back, and I just want to just be lifted up in prayer. And then I got a call to speak, and I don't even got a speaking in me to do anything. So I just want my strength to be prayed for.
What is your name, dear sister?
My name is Jackie.
All right, baby. Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne right now in the mighty and holy name of Jesus, just lifting up our beloved sister Jackie. Lord God, you said when we find dry places in us, we should be like Elijah, and we should prophesy to those dry bones. We should speak your holy word to those dry places in our lives. So, Lord God, we come praying for our dear sister. We come lifting up her hands to you, Father God, holding her arms up to you, Father God. Right now, she might not know what to pray or how to pray. But, Lord, we come as her sisters, standing in the gap, Lord God, declaring and decreeing that she shall live and she shall not die, that you shall make a way, because she is your child and she does love you, and you are faithful even when we are not. So, Lord, we just pray that you just, hallelujah, help our sister to renew her mind through your holy word, Lord. Help our sister to speak to those dry places in her life, Lord, and water it with your word, Lord. We pray that you would just help her to fast and pray, Lord, and to partake of all the disciplines, Father God, and truly cast her cares on you. Because, Lord God, you said in your holy word that we don't have to worry about what we're going to say. We don't have to worry about what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Because when we're standing up in you, when your Holy Spirit is standing up on the inside of us, Father God, you will speak. You will do. Father God, all we have to do is be available. Yes. So, Lord, bless our sister
for
her available heart, Lord God.
Yes.
Help her to pray according to your word. Help her to, hallelujah, speak life over herself and to speak life over others, Lord God. Help her to know, Father God, that if you have called her, you have equipped her, and you will use her for your purpose and glory. Bless Pastor Vanessa. Yes. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for the word that she imparted on tonight. And we just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you refill her, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. Just fill her and feed her till she wants no more so that she might be strengthened to continue to do the work of your kingdom. Lord, I just ask a special blessing upon my beloved mother, Mother Mitchell, tonight, God. I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless and strengthen her. Lord God, I pray for all of our families. I pray, Lord God, for Bishop Carver. I pray for the pastor and bishop's children. I pray for my family. I pray for our sister Jackie's family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to praise you to all generations. So we just ask right now if we are thinking about anything that is not of you, if we are thinking carnal thoughts, Lord, remove them and forgive us, oh God.
Lord.
But please know that it is not out of pride, it's not out of rebellion, Lord, but it's out of our humanity. Let us always walk, be real about your business, God, and be real about you. Let us not be double-minded, wishy-washy, or willy-nilly. Let us always speak of your holy name with boldness and conviction, knowing that you can do all things but fail. Knowing that you are the great I am. Knowing that you are the way maker, the promise keeper, the sustainer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in your son Jesus, we are more than conquerors because you have declared and decreed it. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for all that you're doing in us, through us, to us, and for us.
Yes.
Bless, Lord God. Bless your people around the world. Lord, we know that the UK, our friends in the UK are mourning because of the loss of their queen. But Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that they would simply remember the queen was simply a lovely, gracious grand lady. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You, Father God, have the governments upon your shoulders. But, Lord, comfort them now. Hallelujah. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, to understand that your ways are greater than ours. And, Lord, we just pray that she, the queen, knew you in the pardon of her sin. So, and if she did, Lord, today she sits in your presence and where she is truly, truly royalty. So, Lord God, we just pray for all of those around the world who are oppressed, depressed, discouraged, Lord God. We just ask, Father God, that you be the lifter of their heads and you just continue, Lord God, to keep us in perfect peace through your son, Jesus Christ. It is in your holy and righteous name I do pray. And we thank you, Lord God, for our new converts all over this world. We thank you, Lord, and we just pray that you would not allow the enemy to snatch their seeds of faith before it has time to take root and grow. Lord God, we praise you for just allowing us to do anything, have any small part in the journey of another, of one of your children. So, Lord, we glorify you. We thank you that you are God. And we just pray this and all other things in your son, Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Mother Mitchell, we will not be remiss without giving you a word. So, Mother Mitchell, would you like to have a quick word before we sign off?
Yes, I would just like to thank God for Pastor Vanessa for the glorious message that she presented us with tonight. food for thought, food for thankfulness. And just, I wanted to just tell her how on point it was, because yesterday I had such a almost brain-rattling day. You know, it was so bad. And then today I was in my new house, my new home by myself, and I was just saying different things would come up, and I was looking for things, and I was just going around the house saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. And I, you know, you just, sometimes we forget to do that, and we become rattled, and but we have to thank the Lord for what he's showing us, for what he's teaching us, for what
Amen.
He's telling us. Be calm, just like she preached tonight. It was good for us to hear what she had to
Amen.
Say tonight, because she was telling us exactly what I needed today instead of what I was doing yesterday, just letting things rattle me and being, you
That's
know,
good. Yes.
Unchristlike. And I just
right?
thank
yes.
you for that. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. I love you so much. Thank you so much.
Love you too. You're welcome. Of course, my pleasure.
Amen. I know I was blessed because, you know,
yeah.
Romans 12:1-2 is this network's calling scripture. It is our mission
yes.
statement. It is our challenge. You know, we will never be transformed if we never get authentic with ourselves and go before
right.
the Lord and truly humble ourselves
yes.
and ask for help.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see, we act like, you know, some of us, we act like when we have issues, if it's not life, if they're not rolling us in on a gurney to a surgery or something, we act like, oh, I'm not going to bother the Lord with that. Oh, he's
yeah.
too busy. Oh,
oh
he's
my.
Got this to
oh,
do.
My.
You know, and I'm saying, no, he said, if he's saying pray without ceasing, in my mind, that tells me to pray about everything.
Everything.
Yeah. You're right.
Everything.
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 Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have a lot of believers that don't really believe that the word is for them. You have, we have to believe that that word is for even me.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to start saying more of that. Yeah. We need to start speaking that self that over ourselves, even me.
Even
Hallelujah.
Me.
Until we
exactly.
get it down in our sanctified soul, he loves even me. He'll
yeah.
give peace to even me. He'll
yeah.
give joy to even me. Not because
yeah.
I got it all together, not because I'm so good all of a sudden,
okay.
but because he said so, and he loves
yeah.
us. And
he
because
loves
he
us.
Loves us, he tells us about himself.
Yeah.
The Lord doesn't have us guessing and wondering about who he is and what he does and what he's like. It's all right there in his holy word. If we'd only
yeah.
take the time to
mm-hmm.
read it, but before we read it, ask the Holy Spirit, our Parakletos, our teacher, that one that comes along beside us, ask him to
yeah.
walk with us and instruct us and explain
give
to us and break it down for us.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
so that we can get, so that we can be changed more and more and more
mm-hmm.
into the
Amen.
Likeness of Christ.
Yeah.
But like Pastor said, You got to stop thinking you know everything or you can do everything.
Yeah.
Stop running to Google and Siri and run to Jesus.
yeah. Yeah.
Because, see, Google
yeah.
and Siri can't save you. Jesus can.
Right.
Yeah.
So, once again, I would just like to thank our beautiful Pastor Vanessa, Sister Jackie. We'll mm-hmm. keep you lifted up, beloved.
Yeah.
Mother Mitchell, I love you, and all and everyone else that was in the studio. We also love you, all of you that are in the chat room. And so we're just thanking God that you all took time out of your busy schedules to drop by and sit and under the word tonight. And so on behalf of myself, Pastor Vanessa, Mother Shirley Snyder-Mitchell, and our sister Jackie, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Hallelujah, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household of faith to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night.
Amen.
And God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, beautiful sisters. God
bless you. Good night. Love you all. Thank you.
Love you.
Good night. Love you.
Hope y'all back. Thanks for the word.
Love you.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless.